Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Tuesday morning to all the Donkey Kongs listening in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you may be listening to the Junks on the Odyssey app. We thank you. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Today, I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined today by John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning, Ricky. How are you?
Hello. Hope your Venmo's swole.
It's kind of mediocre if anybody wants to hook it. Yeah, Eric-Bickle-3.
There you go. Jason Bishop here.
Morning, Cakes.
Present and accounted for.
Yep.
Hello to you.
Morning, Cakes.
Sir.
Cakesy.
Apparently, I'm the only person on the planet that is not into the World Baseball Classic. Apparently, everybody's going crazy for the goings-on. I'm by the wayside. Maybe I need to jump on board.
You're not a baseball guy in general. I don't think you've ever been.
This is correct.
You maybe played T-ball as a kid, but I remember Eric and I used to play together, I mean, in the summers almost every day when we were kids, and then played travel baseball, high school baseball, that sort of thing. I think you tapped out when you were about seven, never really joined us to play baseball.
Sounds about right.
And I think your interest in the major leagues, it is
tepid
at best. And when it comes to World Baseball Classic, you're not checking it out. Mm-hmm. Not a surprise. But it is kind of like the World Cup, especially for, it seems like, the Latin countries, the Asian countries. They take a lot of pride in it. Yesterday you had Mexico against Japan, and it ended up in walk-off fashion. So now you're going to have the United States.
Yep.
They're in the final, take on Japan, and that's tonight.
Tonight, 7 o'clock. Might be must-watch TV, although Cakes won't be. He'll be watching the Caps or the Wiz, or I think both of them are playing.
Mm-hmm.
So he won't be watching it, but I will definitely watch it.
So what happened last night that everybody was talking about?
So Mexico had a 3-0 lead until the 7th inning, I believe, and then Japan came back. Then Mexico took another lead, and they were up 5-3.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up with a 9th inning rally walk-off, and Japan advances. I think Shohei Ohtani scored the game-winning run, as I can't pronounce the guy's name. It finished with a double. It wasn't a game-winning home run, but a double.
Yeah.
Plated the winning run, so Japan advances.
And he says that he'll pitch out of the bullpen. He hasn't pitched out of the bullpen since 2016 when he was 22 years old. He could be possibly facing his teammate, Mike Trout, at some point.
I stayed up last night. Got over about 11 p.m. I'm telling you, man, it's just as exciting watching it. It sounds goofy as the World Series. Like, as much as the crowd is into it, as much as the players are into it, and how every single game is so tight. I mean, Japan was down 5-4 going into the bottom of the ninth, and then Ohtani just rips the first pitch for a double. And then I think the next guy walked, and then boom, another game, a walk-off.
Yeah.
Japan rush, storms the field, tackles each other. It's March, but it's awesome baseball.
The crazy thing about it is, compared to a World Series. World Series, best out of seven.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are one game, just like the NCAA tournament.
Just like the World Cup.
Yeah, it is.
Where's it being held?
Miami.
Forgive me for not knowing.
Miami. It's in Miami. The Marlins. Yeah, they're playing in the Marlins Park.
Uh-huh.
I think what's it called? Is it Lone?
Lone Depot?
So that place is never full during the regular season.
I've seen highlights.
Ever.
It's the most full I've ever seen in that ballpark. It's not even close.
Again, You had Cuba in it. Cuba had a defector. Mm-hmm. I think their catcher defected. But you have a huge Cuban contingent there. You have Puerto Rico there, Dominican Republic there.
How does the whole Cuban team not defect?
I don't know.
When they're on U.S. soil.
It's probably still tough to leave your family. If you're defecting, you're leaving your family.
I understand. I get the dynamic.
So let's say, Cakes, you have your kids. You have your wife already. You've got your parents. You got your in-laws. They're all there in Cuba.
Yeah, it's tough.
You come over to Florida, you're going to defect?
I mean, it's a huge life decision.
You're not defecting. You're not defecting. You're not leaving your kids.
The United States is so silly, though.
You're not leaving your kids.
You must be like, I don't know if I can go back to Cuba.
You're not.
Everybody I love is there.
So you're not leaving your kids.
Yeah, it's true. I do the bond with my kids. I would go back then, but I'd be longing for Los Estados Unidos.
But if you have a way where you can get your family over here, or maybe you don't have kids,
right,
and you can part with your uncles and your aunts and your grandparents or whatever the heck you have, yes, you defect for a better life.
So did Ohtani pitch yesterday or no? He's still recovering from the last time he pitched?
He pitched on Saturday. He was the DH
on Saturday.
Last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure tonight will be the most watched game in the history of baseball across the world, because as many people are going to watch it here and Japan.
What time does
that
it start?
Sense.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I saw one of the Japanese games was there.
Eric always says, "Hey, text me.
If you text me, I'll try to watch." It's not on my radar, but I'll try to watch.
What percentage of TVs in Japan will be watching this? 100%.
Probably every one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be nuts. And it's not on too late. 7 o'clock's not late.
Do the Lakers play tonight? If they don't, it's a lock. Rui Hachimura's watching. It's a lock. He's going to tune in, right? He's half Japanese.
I would think so.
He might watch it anyway.
There is one guy who's, I think, got to be mostly white who's on Japan.
Okay.
His name's Lars.
The Japanese have a guy named Lars on their team?
Yeah, I think he's on the Angel. Lars Norwood or something like that.
Okay.
Newtbar. Lars Newtbar.
Oh, yeah,
Lars
Newtbar.
I think his grandmother or someone is Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a little ethnicity to him.
But everybody else, I mean, it's straight.
But he's
straight
a California. He's a California kid.
He's
quoted in this article. He's hyping up Ohtani. He said he's like the nicest, most humble guy I've ever met, and he's throwing 100 in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Then he's hitting balls 118. He's talking about the exit velocity when he's in the cage. He hits two home runs the first game, and then he says he goes in the in the weight room, and he squats 500 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a super freak.
He is a freak.
Yeah. One of the guys here, I don't know if it's the manager. Who's Gil? The last name, I think, is Gil. Is that the manager?
Of who?
I don't know, but he says he's not just the best baseball player in the world. He may be the greatest player in the world. He may be the greatest athlete ever. And then Smoltz is all talking about, you know, just what it takes to be so dominant as a pitcher and as a hitter. It's just, it's absurd.
Yeah. No, he's a freak of nature.
You should hear the call, the game winning call last night, but this is in Japanese. Don't understand any of it, but you can feel the energy and feel the moment.
Murakami uta! Murakami!
And they're very animated, excited. Something good clearly happened.
Benji Gil was the manager. He's the Mexican manager.
Ah, Benji Gil.
Who was talking about Ohtani. All right.
So 7 o'clock tonight. There you go.
You text me and I will watch.
You can flip back and forth between the WBC and the Caps losing and the Wiz losing.
Who's on the mound for the Americans?
I haven't seen that. I don't know.
That's the one thing that the American team is lacking.
Lynn,
we talked about it.
Maybe?
That like you would want Scherzer or Verlander or Clayton Kershaw. I don't know.
I might be rooting for Japan. I got to be honest.
How dare you?
We win all the time, and nobody in USA cares. But Japan's so passionate about it; it means so much to them that I think I might be rooting for them. Plus, I get butt size for their uniforms. The big pinstripe.
You love the rising sun.
It's a good look.
So hold on. You're saying you think it might be the most watched baseball game ever or whatever, and I get it. But are you saying here domestically too? Are we going to get big numbers here?
I saw it was a little over a million.
It's doing okay, but the rest of the world's watching it. Yeah. Into it.
Right. Okay, that's what you mean. Not here in the United
States. No, it's not beating World Series numbers in America, no.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm interested. I'd be more interested if Otani was pitching like 4 or 5 innings. That'd be pretty cool.
You get to see him at the plate.
Yeah. Because that's a guy, and I've argued this for the last couple of years, most underappreciated star maybe in all of sports because he plays over on the West Coast. We just don't get to see him over on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't.
No, you're right. 100% correct. Same thing for Trout.
Same thing for Trout. But Trout's been hurt so much.
I know. He just when he's healthy, he just puts up stupid numbers, but he's never healthy.
But I can imagine like a Trout, like sort of what he's doing. It's really hard to sort of fathom what Otani's doing. You need to see it to believe it, you know?
Merrill Kelly apparently is going to go for the Americans. Merrill Kelly, he's actually a pretty good pitcher for the D-backs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to go for the Americans, I believe.
Do you have the lineup in front of you? I would love because give I mean, me the Americans lineup again.
Well, it was Betts and Trout and Goldschmidt, Arenado, Alonso, obviously Trebe.
Cedric Mullins.
Is Mullins starting? I saw he was a pinch hitter, I think, in the last game, but maybe he's starting.
These spot starting some games.
And he's really good, by the way. I love Cedric
Eric,
Mullins.
You've missed out on the storyline.
I know I'm missing a couple other big names.
The Mexican.
Kyle Schwarber.
He's in there?
Mm.
God, I loved him.
You love you some Schwarber.
He was here for like a minute, and I loved him. What were you going to say?
You missed out on the storyline of Rosarena, who is the outfielder for the Rays, who's a Cuban-born player, but he pleaded with the president of Mexico. He sent, a DM on Twitter. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
Begging for citizenship for his family.
Yeah.
And then he said, if you do this, I'll play for you in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
And he's been the star of the tournament, pretty much.
They hook him? They gave.
Yeah, he's been wearing a sombrero. Every second he's not on the field wearing the hat, he's wearing the sombrero.
I did see the guy wearing a sombrero. Like he's wearing boots, too.
Is he the one who kind of
home runs.
He flexed on the robbery of the home run for a while?
So he's from Cuba?
He's from Cuban-born. He plays for the Rays.
He's a stud.
He's just a flat-out stud, yeah.
So he kind of did secret deal to get his family over there.
Yes.
Essentially.
But he loves Mexico.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
They've given him a life.
So he's talking about how he'll always be in debt to Mexico.
How many family members did he somehow manage to get over there?
I think it's his immediate family, but I'm not positive.
Do they hop on like some rickety boat, or how do they do it?
I don't know how they did it.
Sound like he had more connections than that.
Well, I think he played. I think maybe he played in Mexico for like one of their teams. That's how he started it.
A lot of times they play winter ball.
No, I get it. But how do you get the family over?
I don't know.
How do you sneak them over?
I'm not sure quite how he did it.
Yeah. Those stories, I mean, there's got to be some movies about that.
I'm also not sure. Maybe they can go from Cuba to Mexico. Maybe there's not like an embargo there.
Mm. Yeah, he did.
And then you just get to stay if you want.
You can stay.
And Mexico's some nubs. Most people don't want to stay.
Probably, yeah, I guess.
But it gets you out of there.
But it's before greater than Cuba.
Yeah.
Before he played, he started out with the Cardinals. Before he played with the Cardinals, he played in the Mexican League.
Uh-huh.
The Merida Winter League.
That's a sick story. It should do a Disney movie
See,
about
we're
it.
Pumping it up for you, man. We're getting,
all right,
up.
I'm all in. I just, you know, a lot of nights
So Wainwright just pitched for the United States. I'm trying to figure out who's going to pitch for him.
Merrill Kelly, I'd said.
Oh, okay, he did.
Yeah, I think it's Merrill Kelly. I think I read that.
Like last night, I was at Ned Devine's again. I don't know what they had on TVs. I wasn't even bothering to look at it. There was no hoops.
Yeah. Maybe they had women's hoops on?
I don't know. I didn't even look up.
All right. Let's see. Let me see what the number is on the Japan-Americans or United States final. Because I'll bet on it.
Of course you'll bet on it. Why wouldn't you?
All right.
I'm with Scherzer, though. They should do it.
Americans are a slight favorite. They are minus 130 coming back. Japan's plus 106. Your total is 9.5.
They should do it in the middle of the season. Just shut it down like hockey does during the Olympics. Just shut it down for a couple weeks
so, at least guys
so that all
up.
Eyes will be on it.
Well, what Scherzer could do, I assume this is what Otani and these other guys do, is they just ramped up earlier. Right? You start your off season, or you end your off season earlier.
Believe it or not, I listened to some spring training baseball when I was driving around yesterday, and Justin Verlander was on the mound against the Nationals, and he had a 4-walk inning, so he's not in midseason form.
I
think they scored a run without a hit in that inning.
Kind of shocking that opening day for the Nats is next week.
That's crazy.
It's Thursday of next week.
I love
Braves
it,
at Nats, 1:05, first pitch.
Yeah, my wife was asking me if I could get tickets for her and her friend. I said,
you're trying to get tickets for what? Opening day?
She wants tickets to opening
day. Why does she want to go to opening day? Just like, it's like a party.
She loves opening day.
Opening day might be tough to get tickets, but I'm guessing any other day,
not going to be tough.
Definitely easy to get
tickets.
Put
it this way. I think I'm bringing the entire Maris tailgate at some point.
I think you can accommodate them.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
And they'll all be wearing Mets gear. Oh, yeah. That'll be so annoying.
Yeah. Whatever they want to wear.
Well.
Free country cakes.
I'm guessing that's what they'll be wearing.
Yeah, most of them. Right. I think so. I don't know any of them that are Nats fans.
Hey, Eric Bickle brought us here. All wearing Mets gear. Where are we sitting?
What about the Yankees fans, Cakes? Why are they all Mets fans?
I mean, from what he tells me, Vinny and Joe are all Mets fans.
Most of them seem to be Mets fans. Their football allegiances are a little more divided.
Right.
We mentioned we love Daniel Jones. He's our guy.
They do.
Do love them some Daniel Jones.
They do.
All right, so maybe I will click over to the World Baseball Classic in between periods during intermissions of the Caps game. Caps still need to try to basically win every game to get it in the playoffs. I'm still sweating them.
Hey, thank you to the Caps for the T-shirts we received this morning.
Nice. Yes, we'll get more into that a bit later. The 802 and counting shirts for Ovi's remarkable accomplishment that will be celebrated at Capital One Arena later tonight.
Yes, it's a T-shirt that I'm going to try and get Ovi to sign. Pickle thinks that's very funny.
I've heard those behind-the-scenes plans.
You got all these like signed trinkets in your house.
I know. It's kind of stupid. Yeah, I'm kind of addicted to it.
Yeah, yes, what is
it? You see something, you want to get it signed.
Yeah, I mean, it'll just look good in the basement.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you never even go in your basement.
Correct.
All right, coming up on the show a bit later at 8:25, we'll talk some NFL and Ravens with Evan Washburn. That's coming up at 8:25, and we'll talk with Rick Snyder about the latest with the Washington Commanders and the looming sale. And when we come back, we'll get into a big celebrity name that's now attached to one of the potential ownership groups here in D.C. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big news on the Washington Commanders ownership front. the headline that came out mid-afternoon yesterday, Magic Johnson joins the Josh Harris bid for the Washington Commanders. The
big name.
Celebrity name being attached with more deep pockets. Now, he doesn't have Josh Harris deep pockets or Mitchell Rails deep pockets, but Magic's done very well for himself. He's been involved in sports ownership before. He's had a piece of the Dodgers. He's had, I think, a piece of the MLS team in LA.
Somebody said
he
invested $50 million in the Dodgers.
Right.
For whatever percentage that is.
That's a lot of millions.
That's a lot.
I mean, $50 million is a lot of money.
Is Rails still part of the deal?
Rails still part of the deal.
So it's Harris, Rails, Johnson?
Yes.
You got to imagine, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
So Magic Johnson wants in. Michael Jordan wants in. I'm going back to the original. I went back to the original. When we first started talking about it, Jay-Z was aligned with Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. We're talking just celebrities. Sure. I forget where Matthew McConaughey is. He with Bezos, supposedly?
Not sure who he would get
celebrities.
With.
And then my guy Byron Allen. I don't know what happened to him.
I haven't heard one peep about I think
Byron's
group.
Out. Let's consider him out. Enough.
He may have been involved at one point. It doesn't sound like...
Here's the thing.
That's a serious bid at this
I
point.
I don't know if that means that Magic is joining like the winning team... Or you know what I mean? Or is it just a way to try to distract here and try to like encourage Dan to pick him at the very end? I don't quite understand it, but I will say this: I tweeted this yesterday. We interviewed Magic twice in studio. He's the most charismatic guy I've ever been around. It's not even close. And just that, listen. What, if he's a minority owner, he's going to have very little impact, if any. But just the contrast of his demeanor and personality and charisma, and you compare it to Dan's, couldn't be more opposite.
I mean, Magic Johnson is universally beloved.
Well, yeah. I just think even if he's a small owner, obviously
just
he's
for
not
him
gonna
to
have,
be a part
just
of the
to
face.
Be, just to be at games.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how many games he would go to.
It just brings more cachet to the group.
Yeah, it's a big name.
But it's just he's just a happy spirit
right, and like
to be
said,
around.
He's very likable. Dan Snyder, detestable.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't be on more opposite ends of the spectrum.
So when I saw that news, if in fact he's joining the winning bidding team, that's pretty exciting. I don't know why. I mean, even though he would just be a minority owner, I'm sure, and he would have almost no say.
Just adds a little sizzle.
It adds a positive vibe.
Yeah.
This has now been going on for months. I'm starting to have major fatigue on ownership news.
For sure.
And but we get tweets all the time. Somebody told me.
You didn't find that interesting or exciting? Or
yeah,
really
but I'm
register.
Kind of with you. You don't know if he's joining what is the favorite or is it a last-ditch effort by a losing group.
He was also aligned with Harris for the failed bid to get the Broncos. So this is not,
it's not, new.
Not new that he is aligned with Harris. Right.
Somebody tweeted yesterday and said they had a source. I forget if it was at the bank or whatever, and they swear that it's Bezos. Mm-hmm. They swear it's fill in the blank.
Just never know.
I have no idea.
And he's like, come back to me in a week. I'm telling you, it's Bezos. I can't tell you who my source is.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Maybe it is. It could be any of them. I had assumed... The deal was kind of already done, and they're just kind of like when you agree to sell a house or something, now you're just waiting to get the closing. But if they keep leaking information like this, maybe it's not. Maybe they are still kind of battling.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. I mean, do they really need, let's say Magic kicks in another $100 million. Do they really need Magic for the extra $100 million?
I wouldn't think so. I think with the combo of Harris and Rails, they have enough firepower to get it done.
But remember, Snyder kind of puffed his chest and said something allegedly at the owners' committee meetings that happened like a week and a half ago that you're going to like what I come up with. And most people were just thinking, well, you're going to like that it's $6 billion or whatever it is. But maybe if you have somebody like that, that's the front man, like an interesting. Plus, that's diversity.
But it's also
which
weird.
Is not big in the NFL.
It's also a weird flex by Snyder that he's bragging about one of the owners is going to take over the team that he's been so disgraced that he's had to sell.
Right. I mean,
like,
is Dan
that weird?
Is he walking around the meetings like he's the popular guy?
I wouldn't think so.
You're the guy everyone hates. You're the guy everyone's trying to get rid of.
What are you talking about, weirdo? You're on your way out the door. I don't care about you anymore.
I know. Somebody, of course, also tweeted the picture that we had seen before years ago of Magic on, I think, Dan Snyder's yacht with Jerry Jones.
One of the weirdest pics ever.
Yeah. Because, like, isn't Dan, like, barefoot?
Dan is, I think they're all barefoot.
Yeah.
And what is it about super rich guys that they can't let their hair down and just wear casual clothes, like, on a boat? Like, Dan Snyder's wearing slacks, button-down shirt. Jerry Jones is wearing a weird, like, white-on-white combo. The only semi-normal-looking guy in the picture is Magic Johnson,
yeah.
Who's wearing, like, white linen pants and, like, a button-down Hawaiian shirt. Like, he looks like he knows how to do, like, vacation slash hangout on a yacht. Dan Snyder doesn't. Like, he doesn't ever look like he can just chill.
Well, I follow Magic, or somehow he comes up on my feed occasionally, and that guy literally parties like royalty.
You would too if you're Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, he's constantly like on boats and like Turks and Caicos, or you know, in Europe.
Right.
I mean, the guy's unbelievable.
I'd love to see Cakes on this yacht with like his neon pink bucket hat and his aqua socks, Joan on these guys for looking sharp.
I'm not talking about wearing what I would wear to the beach in Kiowa, but
his oversized shorts.
He's got like a $1,000 linen shirt on and Cakes has aqua socks.
I would wear yacht appropriate hangout gear. I wouldn't look like an alien like Dan Snyder. That's the only point I'm making.
Cakes was wearing his Billabong board shorts down to his calf.
Yeah, I'd be wearing a bro tan with no muscles and a farmer tan.
But his gas station sunglasses.
I still wouldn't look as weird as Dan Snyder, despite all the joking.
Right.
One of the stories I saw yesterday had the wrong picture of Magic Johnson. I couldn't believe it.
What do you mean the wrong picture? It wasn't him?
It's another guy. the guy looked kind of like Seal. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I don't think that's Magic Johnson. I mean, I was looking at my phone, and it was a thumbnail, so I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not Magic Johnson.
I think I saw the same picture. I was like, that's definitely not Magic.
I think it was Yahoo. That's Yahoo up. Botched it. It was like, look who's joining the Commander's ownership group. And I was like, who is that?
And by the way, just a note for people, you never call Magic Johnson MJ. Because I saw some people calling him MJ. I was like, he's not MJ.
That's
Michael
not a
Jordan.
Thing.
No, he's just Magic.
He's just Magic.
He's Magic.
Yeah. Don't call him Irvin. That just confuses people. He's Magic.
And don't you agree he's the most charismatic guy we've ever interviewed?
Super, yeah, like the nicest guy ever. Like, it might have been fake nice because he didn't know us, clearly. But
he just lights up a room.
Yeah,
has that aura. Because the first time he came in was for Hoops for the Homeless. And I actually played in that with... it was a 3-on-3 tournament. Yeah, and I took a picture with him at the 3-on-3 tournament with Renee, who used to be a sales lady there, and Mark, her husband. And like, even in those 10 seconds, whatever, like, he just daps you up.
He just lights up a room.
He just knows how to make you feel amazing.
Meanwhile, I've interviewed Tiger, douche. Cakes and I hung out with LeBron for an hour.
He hung out.
We did. We were backstage and we were on stage with him for an hour. Douche. Magic, for being that big of a star, is just...
very likable.
Very likable dude. Yeah.
He's up there with Bret Michaels.
Well, nobody will approach him, but Bret Michaels goes on the Mount Rushmore of nicest people ever. And maybe Magic makes the list, but Bret Michaels definitely makes it.
Right.
He is unassailable in my book.
I just hope this wraps up here in the next couple of weeks. The owners' meetings... I mean, there's some rumors that they're going to approve the sale at the owners' meeting.
Well, that
meetings.
Means this week. Put it this way.
Don't you think if Josh Harris has it, which some people were reporting, Josh Harris is buying it for $6 billion. Mm-hmm. All right? Might have just been some random Twitter donks, whatever. But let's just say Josh Harris, he knows. Don't you think it would leak out?
I think they've got an emergency break glass plan. They're going to go balls to the wall, coverage all over. Everybody's preparing like this is happening.
It's the biggest story ever.
This is happening at some point soon.
Right.
And to me, I feel like if the owners' meetings are Saturday, it's got to happen this week. It's got to happen this week.
Makes sense.
Could happen any day now. Could happen in the next 20 minutes. We don't know.
But also, they might not do a vote at the owners' meetings, because there's also reports that they're going to finalize Roger Goodell's next deal. So Goodell's going to keep clocking checks.
Away. It's hard to walk away and to keep giving you
$50 million a year.
Can you imagine that his next deal? His current deal is absurd.
His current deal is what, 40-some million?
I think it's like mid-40s.
$50 million says Goodell was paid about $63.9 million during the 2019-2020 season and 2020-2021 season.
Oh, so he's already in the 60s.
All of us would just be sitting in our freaking, you know, our four beach homes, chilling, playing golf.
Why
wherever
does his
we want,
basement
flying around
look so nubs when he's done, when he did that draft
thing? I don't know.
It's
a good question. He needs a new interior decorator. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
House looking nubs. Yeah. Somebody's probably worth. He's probably worth $500 million.
Probably something in that range.
At least,
yeah.
Think about the money he's made. Unbelievable.
I mean, it is going to be tough to walk away from a deal. It's probably like 4 years at $70 million per year. I mean, he's making 60 already.
Yeah, but you get bitched around by the owners. Everyone just attacks you. It's a small price to pay.
I mean, it's a huge windfall to do it.
Yeah, but when is enough enough?
Well, for white trash like me from PG County,
enough
would be now.
Yeah.
If I were Roger, I'd look at my portfolio and be like, "Wow, look at those
all those zeros.
What am I doing? Why am I getting yelled at by David Tepper and by Dan Snyder?
Right,
I'm over it.
Well. I do think I'm buying all the hype that something is about that break. I just don't know what to make of the Magic news. I do think it's exciting, but at the end of the day, I don't think minority owners really have an impact on the direction of a franchise.
No, it's just the name.
He'll be a nice face to attach.
Be great to
the ownership
have in the box. It's a totally different vibe.
Because let's be honest, nobody knows what Josh Harris and Mitchell Rails like look like.
No.
For the most part.
No.
We don't know what those guys who...
No, but
I mean, not unless you're a Sixers fan.
Right.
Right.
And you never even knew who the minority owners of the Commanders were that Snyder bought out. I never really was aware of those guys.
I knew that Fred Smith was one of the minority owners because he owned
FedEx. But they weren't really involved.
No, they weren't. Yeah, but look, Jay-Z's been a minority owner, or used to be at one point of the Nets,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Didn't really affect the direction of the franchise.
No.
Right? They're still the friggin' Nets.
Yeah, he wasn't trading for, like, Kevin Garnett back in the day. And Paul Pierce.
Right.
Well, the Baltimore Orioles are owned by Peter Angelos.
Yeah.
Also, on the list, they have 17 owners.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Barry Levinson, the filmmaker. Mm-hmm. I think Tom Clancy was part of it for a while.
Larry King, I think, was part of it, maybe.
Those guys probably put $100,000 in.
Right.
Yeah. I think Pam Shriver.
And a driver, you're
had
right.
A small piece.
You know, it's a good, Drabby, it's a good dead or alive. Larry King.
Oh, dead. Come
dead.
On, King.
I spaced on Larry
he
King.
He died
for
like
a
2 years ago.
Larry 2 years King. Ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dead. Just recently died in the middle of the whole thing.
See, that's why I brought it up. I wasn't sure. I was leaning towards alive.
Cake's not paying attention.
Just not paying attention to Larry King. To old people. Just,
right.
Moving on to the next plane.
Well, I don't know.
How did you gain all the weight?
Are they going to add another name? Is there going to be another celebrity attached to this, or is Magic
I think it just pales if you add it after Magic Johnson. Like, that's a pretty big one.
So are Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan battling it out like they did on the hardwood?
They could be. Potentially.
They won't play a game of one-on-one for the ownership?
No.
I really don't.
I bet on MJ.
I really don't have a preference. I think all these guys will have their baggage. All of them will have their pluses and minuses.
So you think it'll happen this week?
I think something's going to happen this week.
Yeah.
I believe in the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I have no inside information. I just
no.
I believe
just
the hype.
Just your gut.
Yeah. Gut tells me something's going to happen. Wednesday. Wednesday.
Wednesday's your
seems,
bombshell day?
I feel like that's the day.
Right.
I feel like Wednesday we're going to find out.
All right, you want to keep listening because when we come back, we will give Ovi his flowers for his big 802 accomplishment.
We're going to make
that
flowers,
Rose? We might be, that they're celebrating down at Capital One, and we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Caps take on the Islanders during the next segment. So keep listening, Rickies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So the Caps are at home tonight at Capital One Arena. They're facing the Columbus Blue Jackets. They're trying to grasp at a playoff spot. But there's a lot going on at Capital One Arena tonight. Pregame, the Capitals are holding a pregame ceremony tonight to honor Captain Alex Ovechkin for making history and passing Gordie Howe for second place on the NHL's goal-scoring list. As you can see, the Junks are wearing the 802 T-shirts.
Yep. We're all rocking
it. We're samesies. We're matchers in here.
802 and counting.
That's right. So during the ceremony, Ovi will receive a special gift from the organization. The organization, I should say, from the NHL and the NHLPA and his teammates on the ice will be Ted Leonsis, Caps President Dick Patrick, NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly, and Mark Howe of the Howe family are joining Ovechkin's wife, his kids, his mom, Tatiana, and his brother, Mikhail. They'll all be on the ice to honor Ovechkin. Caps players are going to be wearing number 8 jerseys during warmups, which will then be signed and auctioned off by Monumental Sports and Entertainment at a later date. All fans in attendance get an Ovechkin goal counter bobblehead courtesy Sweet. Of Capital One. That is very nice. There are lots of Ovechkin-themed promotions throughout the arena, throughout the night. Fans are also invited to stop by. I thought this was very cool. An Ovechkin-themed throne comprised of more than 802 hockey pucks on the 100-level concourse, as well as a photo booth featuring Ovechkin-themed props. So a lot of Ovi celebration, obviously deserved, going on tonight at Capital One Arena. Grant and Danny are broadcasting live from 2 to 6.
Surprised you're not going to be there for the celebration.
On the concourse. I feel like I should be there. So I'm missing out.
How many games are left? I know we're still sweating
11
here.
Maybe
11 games
11
left.
Games left. Yes. He's got 39 goals. What's a realistic expectation to finish the season? 45? Or that's even asking a lot?
I think mid-40s is a good number.
Yeah. Which it's just incredible. To do what he's doing is just incredible.
I mean, the guy's 37 years old and is still just burying goals at an unbelievable rate.
I mean, he had 50 goals last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he
missed time.
He missed time this year. Had he not missed the time due to this tragic passing of his father,
he'd be right there
on that 50-goal pace.
Yeah, his durability has just been insane.
Okay, so if there's one game on the schedule they have to win, I know we say every game's a must-win. Mm-hmm. Columbus has already been eliminated from the playoffs. They're the worst team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah,
they're 5-26 away
it's
from
one
home.
You got to have.
I mean, if you lose to the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have basically just given up, and they're 5-26 away from home,
yeah,
just call it. You know, just quit.
Well, that's not going to happen, but I agree with you. The next two games, Columbus, Chicago, got to get the 4 points. Can't squeak an overtime win and just get away
get
with one.
They're, right.
They're in 2-point collection mode every single
gotta
night.
Got to have 77 points going into the weekend.
Right. Now, Cakes, did you mention that if he scores tonight, he will pass Gretzky for most 40-goal season.
Ooh, I did not mention that, but I like that stat. I like you're pulling up
he
that stat.
He could break Gretzky's record for most 40-goal seasons, and it would be perfect, the perfect night. It would be his 13th 40-goal season, which would surpass Gretzky for most in NHL history if he could find a way to get one tonight.
Cakes, who was your, you were a guy who grew up with season tickets or partial season tickets, became a Caps fan very young, going to games with your dad.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite player pre-Ovechkin?
Ooh, pre-Ovechkin.
Were you a Mike Gartner guy?
I think I was a big Gartner guy. I was a big Scott Stevens guy while he was here.
Everybody loved the...
I love Bondra. Who
everybody
love
loved Bonzai? The goalie. Ole the goalie, right? Everybody was an Ole.
Everybody
loves he was here with part of Ovi, too, right? I think there was some crossover.
Was there an overlap?
I think it might have been. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not sure about that. I'd have to go back and look. Not sure if they overlapped or not. But yeah, I mean, I loved Ole Kolzig, Bondra, Joey's, you know.
He was with the Caps. Let's see.
Ole.
Through 2009.
Yeah, okay.
That was his playing career.
Yeah, because he played for a couple other teams.
Remember when Bondra came in here and how freaking dreamy Bondra was?
I still see him every once in a while when I'm at a Caps game because a lot of times he's down at the Caesars Lounge hanging out, glad-handing.
Right.
Yeah, because Ole was with the Caps all the way through 08.
So they definitely overlap. Yeah.
Just an incredible career. He just keeps it going. It's a shame that they may miss the playoffs, but hopefully get a win tonight, then we have a sweat.
They're still, I mean, what is it? If you went to like the playoff tracker or whatever, what is their percentage?
5%?
I don't think it's great.
Yeah.
What are you guessing? More than 5%?
Well, we had a few weeks ago, and he said 10%, and they've lost a few since then.
Yeah.
So it can't be that great.
Alan May gave me a little hope, just reminding us they do play the Islanders twice.
Yes, that's true.
So if they're able to get two wins against the Islanders, that's a 4-point swing.
But the problem
is they're actually trailing by more than 4 points.
Well, there are other teams jockeying, too. Teams like the Panthers are right there, and I think they've played less games.
Yeah, because they're 7 points behind the Isles.
Look, I'm micro-grasping at a playoff sweat, but tonight's all about celebrating Ovi. If you're going down to Capital One Arena... You get there early, get your bobblehead.
And what are they doing with the throne and the goal?
Yeah, there's an Ovechkin-themed throne made of 802-plus pucks on the 100-level concourse.
All right.
Where you can take pictures. There's an Ovi photo booth. I think they're going to have Ovi cutouts for people who are down by the glass during warm-ups. The players are all wearing 8 jerseys during the warm-ups, which is very cool.
Right.
Those will be auctioned off at a later date. So it's all Ovi all the time down at Capital One tonight.
When Ovi's done, they might even need to do it now. They need to just put an Ovi. They should put an Ovi statue in front of Cap One now.
Well, he's definitely getting a statue.
He has to have
just
a
matter of where it's going to go.
You have to put it. Don't you have to put it outside?
Usually,
Cap One.
A lot of times they're outside
now,
the arena or stadium.
Room. There's basically just sidewalk, but.
Yeah, but I mean, they could.
Where could you put it? Maybe you know, next to Clyde's. You know, there's that little area there, like where the bowling alley is.
Where you can walk into the other restaurants. Yeah.
I'm torn as to whether it goes inside or outside. I mean,
I guess it's got to be outside.
I guess outside, so that just random passersby are like, oh, this is an Ovechkin statue.
You got to see it 365 days a year. Cool. You don't need tickets to see it.
It's a lock. There will be a statue. It's just a matter of where it's going to go.
Can you put it somewhere? Can you put it Capital
could
One?
You put it
can you just put it at another iconic D.C. landmark?
Like where?
Put it right in front of the monument.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm guessing it's going to be right. If it's outside, it's going to be right outside Capital One.
What about inside?
You can do both.
The problem with inside
statues.
You want to be able to go downtown and say, oh.
Why not?
I'm calling it right now because I don't think there's a lot of area. That little square area. What do you call that little courtyard?
Just make it.
That you walk in.
Just make it like along the same lines as the Ray Lewis statue.
Not the Sean Taylor.
In Baltimore. Yeah, not the Sean. Don't give it the Sean Taylor treatment.
No.
Do it the way the Ravens did it because the Ray Lewis statue is amazing.
Right.
I mean, it looks like.
Don't the Lakers have a bunch for their guys? Where's the Dirk statue that they did?
I don't know.
In Dallas?
No, I understand, but where is it inside or outside?
Outside.
It's outside, yeah.
Looked like it was outside.
Statues generally, I guess, go outside.
They got to go outside.
I guess.
There's not really.
Cakes, you know who's trying to just give that last playoff spot to Washington? Just trying to give it away.
Hold on. I know who it is.
Yeah.
Isn't it the Islanders? Haven't they lost 3 straight?
They have lost. No, they've. The Islanders have won two straight.
Okay.
The Penguins have lost four straight.
Well, good.
And they're just trying to give that last playoff spot.
I hope they lose 10 straight. That's fantastic news.
What are they doing?
I hope that's the case. I wouldn't care how the Capitals get into the playoff spot, whether it's every team in front of them just loses and opens the door for them and they backdoor their way in. That works.
I'm just glad you're rooting to squeak into the playoffs because I'm with you. I always root to squeak in.
Let's go,
versus
boys.
This idea of tanking and getting a better draft pick. Blech. Mm-hmm. You want to get to the playoffs.
I got a micro.
If you're a fan of your team, you want to go to the playoffs.
I will root for the Capitals to make the playoffs until
you do.
I get news that they are officially eliminated.
But there's just it's too big of a hill to climb based on the teams in front of them.
Well, you mean just to get there?
Yes.
Yeah, probably won't get there, but I get it that he's rooting for it.
I know.
He's not rooting for them to lose so they get a better draft pick.
No, he don't care about
like
that.
Like all these other losers. You know, you want your team to freaking get to the playoffs.
I want the squad to get that 8 seed. Just
do you
get
know what
the
their
dance.
Playoff probability is
what
here?
Is
I finally found it on Hockey
6.8%.
3.5%.
Well, you just cut his number in half. Which one is it?
I'm seeing 3.5%.
You know what? I'm going to go with
on
your
Hockey
number.
Reference.
I'm going to go with your number, Jason.
I think Jason has made it up.
Because it's a better number.
He just made
but
it
up. But I'm not surprised it's lower.
Right. I'm going to grasp at the higher number.
Right.
All right, so if you're heading down to Capital One Arena, be sure to stop by and say hello to Grant and Danny. They're broadcasting from 2 until 6:45. Of course, grab your Ovi bobblehead. Stop by the Ovechkin-themed throne that has more than 802 hockey pucks. That is on the 100-level concourse. So lots of great stuff going on to honor Alex Ovechkin passing the 802 number of Gordie Howe. So that's happening tonight down at Capital One Arena. I told you to listen throughout the segment. You'd have a chance to win tickets to see the Washington Capitals. Now is your opportunity. 10th caller at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You get a pair of tickets to the Capitals New York Islanders game. That's Wednesday, March 29th at Capital One Arena. Come out to Capital One for the final stretch of the Capitals 2022-23 regular season. Limited tickets still available. Visit washcaps.com/tickets. For the complete home schedule and promotional nights, courtesy of Monumental Sports, visit thefandc.com for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.